Hey everybody, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. I am your fantastic host, Spider Staryu, and today I am joined by Toadette. Yeah, that was Toadette. And we have two special guests today, because as you guys know, we are doing a search for a new Lost Level, because Timmy recently has dropped out. So we're looking for a new Lost Level, and our first guest is Soul.
Hi.
Oh, yeah!
And our next guest is Saxy.
Woohoo, finally back.
Oh, yeah!
Dark Boo and Super Zambezi couldn't make it today because Super Zambezi was at his church retreat, I believe, and Dark Boo just left last minute with no warning.
They couldn't make it because they were wieners.
Yes. So
had to get his chicken fix.
Yeah, he probably had to go to Popeyes. So we better get right into this podcast before some other things are said. So yes, that's our cast today, and yeah, we're just going to get into our main topic today, which is Sonic, the Sonic series itself. I'm going to ask you guys some questions and stuff, and it's going to be really fun and interesting and just so fast. Gotta go fast, yes.
Gotta go fast. You're too slow.
So we're basically going to do a roundtable thing where I'm going to ask you guys questions and stuff, so we understand?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
All right. That's juicy. That's really juicy. All right, so let me ask you the first question. First off, guys, what is your general opinion about Sonic? Like, what I mean by general opinion, I just mean, like, your overall outlook of the Sonic series. Okay? The Sonic series itself. Like, what is your just general outlook? We're going to start with Toadette, if that's okay with you, honey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's fine. When I was a kid, before I got into video games kind of late, I guess, you know, kind of, I didn't really start, like, heavily, addictingly playing him until, like, 2005. I do remember, though, at my dad's house, I would play some Sonic games there on a little, like, you know, a little, like, joystick thing that you play, like, you know how they had those joystick things where you got to play, like, a little collection of games?
Yeah.
I had one for Sonic, and I played that all the time, and I thought it was really fun. I actually used to be a big fan of Sonic when I was a little kid, before I even got into Mario. Then it sort of just kind of died down, because then I got a DS, and I got my very first game for that was New Super Mario Brothers, and I was like, oh my god, this is awesome!
Okay. How about...
Legit reaction.
Yeah, that was her reaction, you can guarantee it. Toadette doesn't lie.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so next we're gonna ask Soul.
Well, I'm younger than most of you, so you know that. But I didn't play Sonic until I think when the Sonic Rush game came out, and I liked it a lot. I think the world's really nice. And so far I've liked how the Sonic series has evolved, and it's still a very nice, I wouldn't say easygoing, it's a fast-paced game, but it's very fun to play, and I always come back to it when I can. And I love the fans, I love everything about the series.
Alright. Okay, how about you, Sax?
Well, I can't say it's my favorite series, but I have played several of the games, not nearly as many as I probably would have liked to. But the one thing I don't like about it is that hold right down to go fast and then jump occasionally. That's just the only thing that gets to me. I prefer more of the 3D platformer ones. So, yeah.
All right. As for me, my general opinion is I like the Sonic series. I think it's so weird. I think it's like Mario's like little brother. It's like that little series that's just, if you're usually a Mario fan, you're usually a Sonic fan too.
Yeah.
So
technically, wasn't Sonic basically created to be a rival of Mario?
Yes, and I think it was created. The idea was created.
Yeah, that was the Sega Genesis response to Mario.
Yeah.
So, but I really love this Sonic series. I the first one that I've like seen was like Sonic Adventure, which I used to think was boring until I actually played it. And when I played it, I was like, oh, this is so fast. This is so fun. Oh my god.
I kind of think it's funny how Sonic originally started off as, like, you know, Mario's rival, you know, the whole, you know, Sega does what Nintendo don't thing, but now, like, Mario and Sonic are basically, like, brothers in arms.
Yeah, because Sega's relationship with Nintendo has definitely eased down over the years.
Well, I mean, their console series is basically like and yeah, they're like, oh crap, we just have to kind of leech off of other systems now. And, you know, Nintendo was like that nice guy. It's like, sure, we'll put your games on our consoles. And it's like, hey, you know what? Let's team up with these guys. Yeah!
Yeah, after Sega Saturn, basically everything went downhill for Sega. But that's a whole other podcast. We got to go back to Sonic. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all our opinions, general opinions. So you can basically see what we all think. Next question, which I think probably most of us already answered, but let's just say it again anyway. What was your first Sonic game? And then also, what was the last Sonic game you played? Like, the most recent. First one and the most recent. Toadette?
The first one I played, I think it might have been... It's either Sonic 1 or Sonic 2. One of the original ones. I think it might have been 1. And I remember playing 2 the most, but I think I started with the original. All I remember is that the one I played the most was Sonic Spinball. The last one I played, geez, that's a toughie. I think it might have been one of the Game Boy Advance ones. I think. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I played the Sonic game.
All right.
But I think it was one of the GBA ones.
Okay. How about you, Sol?
Well, I said my first game was Sonic Rush, and I think the last game I played was the original Sonic, and then our Genesis broke down. I haven't played in a while because there haven't been much games that interested me in, like, 2 years. But, yeah.
Yeah. Sax?
My first game was Sonic Heroes, and I absolutely just fell in love with it. I was just hoping for, like, more iterations of it, but I guess it never came. And my last one was Sonic and All-Stars for the Wii U.
That was it. That was my last game.
Sonic and All-Stars, you mean like, was it the tennis game or like the...
No, Racing Transformed.
The Transformed.
Yeah. Oh, Transformed.
It is a fun game.
I gotta get that game.
So everyone to play Mario Kart, but with Sonic?
Yeah. as for me, my first Sonic game, like I said, was Sonic Adventure for the Dreamcast. Back in like... I didn't play it when I was 3. I played it when I was like 4 or 5. I remember distant memories of playing that game, or at least watching my brother play the game. So I do remember it was Sonic Adventure. But the latest Sonic game, well, it depends what we're going at with this question. I was going at with like the latest, like with the latest like actual Sonic game. I would have to say Sonic Generations. That was the latest one I played. It's a pretty fun game. If we mean like in general, just like any Sonic game that you just found and like picked up and played. I would have to say Sonic Shuffle. That game is really freaking fun. Definitely.
You shuffle.
Gotta shuffle it up. Gotta get the cards, shuffle them up, deal out the Eggman cards to the fools, the jerks, and all that stuff. The music in that game is great. So, yeah, I would have to say Sonic Adventure first, then Sonic Generations for last. Mm. Alright, this question is a tough one. Well, actually, it might be a tough one, but it depends on how you guys are. Alright. What is your favorite Sonic character? And I don't mean multiple characters, I mean one. You gotta give me
Star you, please.
Yes, Sax. One. One. It has to be one. Not two, not three, not five, no, not seven, not 77.
That's gonna be easy for me.
Okay, same thing here.
Toadette?
I never really got like too heavily into Sonic. Like, you know, I had some characters like, oh, he's cool. Oh, he's alright. Oh, I like this guy. But definitely have to say my favorite is Tails. When you think about it, he's kind of an annoying character, mostly just because of his voice, though, but he is pretty, and he's also really annoying in Sonic, too, because he just, like, randomly respawns and dies, and, you know, it's like, go away, go! But I always did enjoy drawing him as a small child, and I do remember, I think I still have it, I have, like, a little posable figurine of him with even, like, little movable tails, and it was just pretty cute, and I brought it around with me, and I'd have to say he was my favorite character.
Okay, how about you, Sol? Am I muted? Sorry, Sol, how about you?
Alright, my favorite is pretty easy for me, and that's Silver the Hedgehog, and a lot of people hate him because he was from a terrible game, and a lot of people found his voice annoying, similar to Tails. But I always loved how he...
It's so you!
I know, right? He was, what's it called? I always liked how he was, like, childish, but he always came through, and, I don't know, I thought he was a really good character, and I'm very upset that he hasn't been in any, Sonic games for an important role, except for, like, Sonic Generations as a boss, but...
Alright, Sax?
I'm gonna have to go with Cream and Cheese. I fell in love with them on Team Rose for Sonic Heroes, and then they've just been there ever since. I've been wanting them to be playable in the Olympic Games, but we'll see.
Really? They're not playable?
Cream and Cheese? They're just stupid referees.
Oh, so it's the same thing with Toad. And I always wanted
and
Toad
SBO
to be playable.
And Black Team.
Honorable mention to SBO.
I always, it's a little off topic, but I always thought it was funny if they had Toad in, like, a Mario and Sonic Olympics game, and for the swimming events, he wore a little Speedo.
Oh my gosh. I could see that, too.
Well, as for me, my favorite character is Amy Rose. I loved Amy Rose because I saw her in Sonic Adventure for, like, little theme song. I had to go, like, I love that. I love that. I was like, so sassy. But yeah, ever since then, Amy Rose has been my favorite. So that, yeah, definitely Amy as my favorite. And look who just showed up. It's Nintendo Fan.
Hey guys, it's great to be here. Whoa. I've always wanted to be a guest on the Lost Levels podcast since, you know, I started listening to it like about 4 months ago or something like that.
All right.
I hear that we're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog today. Is that right?
Yes, it's right. So we've already answered some questions. So how about we have you answer these three questions and then we just go back to their questions.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, so let's ask you this. Okay, what is your general opinion about Sonic?
I would have to say that Sonic is... Well, some of his games were great, like in the Sega Genesis and like... Saturn and the Sega CD. We have recently noticed that his games have sort of been, you know, lacking greatness to them. Like, which one was one of them? I know that I think it was Sonic Genesis I found especially short. And then, for some reason or rather, it was Sonic Unleashed, which I did not care for particularly. I'm not sure, like, if it was, like, the controls that the Wii was using or whatever, but... Yeah, I'm hoping that eventually they kind of go back to the Sega Genesis and some of his past games to, like, try and, you know, renew that sort of creativity and greatness to some of the games.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, the next question is, what was your first Sonic game? Like, the first Sonic game you played ever? And, what was the latest Sonic game you have played?
Well, the first game that I ever played was probably Sonic 2. I played it at a cousin's house. And he had the Sega Genesis. And, while we may think that, like, some of the... graphics in that game are like subpar to this day, it still holds up to a very high standard in my opinion. And the latest game that I've ever played was Sonic Generations, and I played that on the 3DS. And while it was great, I think that it could have used a bit more levels and it was just lacking something in my opinion. I'm not sure if you guys would agree with that or whatever, but you know, my opinion.
The PC version had much more, entirely different set and much more levels. I like the PC version, but the 3DS version was not very good.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so the next question, and then you'll be caught up, is what's your favorite Sonic character? Just one Sonic character.
Wow, this is a hard one, guys. There are, like... so many characters in the Sonic universe. Like, there's Rogue the Bat and Knuckles the Echidna and Tails. But, you know, I'm going to have to say Sonic just because, like, without him, there wouldn't be, like, a series to play. And, like, you know, he's, like, the main character in, like, all of the games. So, you know, I'm going to have to go with Sonic.
Okay. And now we're back to being caught up. Okay, so now let's get into the next questions. Okay, we have three more, so stay on your toes. Do you think the Sonic series sucks now? And if so, why? Because, you know, some people automatically assume that, oh, Sonic is not like how it used to be. It's just so bad, so sucky. Oh, boo. And it's mostly the old Sonic fanboys that say this. So what is your guys' opinion? Do you think this Sonic series sucks now? Do you think it just needs some work? Or is it good? Is it it's fine the way it is? What is your opinion? Toadette, starting with you.
I don't think it sucks. And I also feel like I can't really put in on this since I haven't played a Sonic game since 2006. Maybe. I'm the only reason I haven't been playing the new ones is I haven't been interested in Sonic anymore. But the game that actually looks pretty cool. I actually think if I spring up some extra money for a Wii U game, I might buy that.
Saul?
Alright. I think the recent installment wasn't very good because I think that game was basically for the people who are saying Sonic isn't like his old games. But I think they are pretty good. Like Sonic Lost World, yeah, that looks good. And I think they were excellent. They made an excellent game for Sonic Colors. So they're sort of seesawing it here. I think they should try to get themselves dust off their knees and come back with a big bang with their Sonic Lost World.
All right, Sax?
I wouldn't necessarily say it sucks. I mean, I haven't played any of the games recently, but if I were to, Sonic Colors looks pretty awesome. So, and maybe jump into that. And then Lost World looks pretty good too. So I think they are starting to come back a little bit, but certain games brought it down, like Unleashed. So.
And 2006.
Oh.
I actually haven't played that or seen any videos of it, so.
You're in for a surprise.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, just wait. Nintendo fan?
I would say that the Sonic series has actually been getting worse as time went on. Like I said earlier, like, the Sega Genesis games were great, up to about Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, in my opinion. Then stuff started to go downhill from there, and, you know, like, Sonic Unleashed and Sonic Secret Rings and all those, like... But hopefully, what I'm seeing with Color so far... Well, no, not Color, sorry. What I'm seeing
Lost
with...
World.
Yeah. Lost Worlds, sorry.
That's good.
Is that it looks actually pretty great, and, you know, it's going to be a Nintendo exclusive, so, you know, hopefully Nintendo works with Sega and they kind of make the controls just right, and they have lots of levels. So, like, that's the stuff that I'm expecting in this new game, but we'll have to see if that matches my opinion and expectations.
As for me, I would have to say that Sonic doesn't suck. Okay, so using the word suck is probably not the right word. I think the Sonic series just needs a little bit of work. I just feel like Sega has been, like, trying to go... They've been listening to fanboys, I think. They're like, oh, go over here, go do this, do that, do that. And they're like, oh, I'm doing this. But then they're like, oh, no, you have to do this. And like, oh, we gotta do that. And then, like, they're going in circles doing good things and bad things left and right. I feel like... But I don't feel like the series sucks now, per se. Like, I don't think that's the right word. I just think that they need to work better. And so far, Sonic was it? The Lost World?
Yes, Sonic Lost World.
I think it's looking really good so far, and I think it's looking very promising, and maybe it could bring Sonic back even more. But Sonic has never really died or anything. It just needs work. It's just basically think of like a bridge. The bridge is sort of like breaking down, but it's not going to die anytime soon. It's not going to just like... like that. Sonic is going to be here to stay for a while, guaranteed. And so Sega just needs to work a little bit harder, in my opinion, and just try their best to just do the things that will catch people's attention and just, like, you know. I mean, you can't please everyone, so, I mean, they shouldn't try to, like, just go off. There's certain things that, like, no one really cares about, but they should just try their best to, like, just, you know, make it the best series they can try to at least make it to be. Okay, so here it is to our next question. What can the Sonic series change to get it back to where it was before? So basically, it's what I just said. Like, what can the Sonic series change to attract more people? Like, or maybe even attract you if you're, like, sort of not interested. Toadette, you first, please.
Again, like I said before, I don't really think I have a say in this since I haven't played a Sonic game since, like, 2006. But, what they're doing with this new game is interesting me a lot. I really like the designs of the villains. Instead of being just some, like, Eggman robot or, like, a demigod of sorts, it's actually, like, you know, cartoony, you know, goofy-looking villains. Like, oh, hey, these guys look like they'd be pretty fun to fight. Instead of, like, the ultimate destroyer of the universe, I'm gonna kill you, blue hedgehog guy. And it's just, I don't know, it just looks like, you know, they're going back to their roots.
Soul?
I think they should stop trying to please everyone, first of all, because, like, when they were trying to wow us, they wowed us. When I saw Sonic Colors, I fell in love and is my favorite game still. And I think they're doing that with Lost World, and I think they're starting to turn the wheels again. Because, I don't know, I think they should just stop trying to please everyone and just try to wow us. And if they can wow us, they'll get their feet. They'll pick themselves back up.
But how can they wow us?
Surprise us, basically. I don't know, because I'm not a good with new ideas, but if they can surprise us, I think that's the change they need to bring.
All right. Good answer. Okay, how about you, Saxy?
like Toadette, I haven't played a main series game in a while. I've played multiple spin-offs. Like I said, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing and Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, but mainly just stay true to their level design. I mean, the Wisps in Sonic Color, even though I haven't played it, I've seen a couple of videos, and it makes it seem really interesting. So basically just innovation. You can't keep on continuing with the same stuff. So,
Nintendo fan?
I would say that innovation is like one of the best ways that Sega, the Sonic team, could actually improve their games. But they also need to work on, most of the modern Sonic games sort of have, like, a story to them, whereas, like, the earlier versions didn't really have much of a story. And, you know, I don't think a story adds much to a game. Like, you know, I've been a huge fan of Mario, and that hardly has a story, so, you know. why include a story if you don't need to? And, the controls. I found, like, with the Wii games especially, they had to make better controls. Like, there was no nunchuck controls. You, like, had to move it with gyroscope and your Wii remote or whatever. And, you know, I didn't like that at all. So hopefully with the Wii U version and the 3DS version, they actually make use of the sticks and instead of the touchscreen, you know? Like, so far I've seen great things with, I keep forgetting the name of this, Sonic Lost Worlds, there we are.
Yes.
And with the Wisp, I noticed that you have to use the touchscreen in that regard, but, you know, just as long as you don't have to keep using the touchscreen to move Sonic throughout the game, then I think we're going to be great.
Okay. As for me, what can the Sonic series change to get it back to where it was? This is a very hard question, actually, which is why I asked it. But it's really different for everyone. It's like there's different things that can bring people back. And from what I can say is I just want... This may sound bad, because I know a lot of Sonic fans are against this. They don't want multiple characters to be playable. But, you know, I would just want a game with just Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Amy playable. I don't want... Okay, I'm sorry, I know there's some fans of other characters like Cream and Cheese, but I don't mind, but, you know, I'm just saying they're, you know, the original four. I just want, like, a game where it's just them, and it's just like they go through like a world with like so much platforming and stuff, and like the world has like individual levels that like are like have certain aspects that can suit one person that will not like, suit another, like with Sonic Advance basically. So I really want to see something like that. I think that would like really attract me more to the Sonic series. I mean, Sonic the Lost World is already doing that, but you know, I really feel like something like that would really definitely grab my attention, and if they continue doing something similar to that or whatever, that would attract my attention too, because I really don't care about these characters like Shadow, Silver. I don't care. They're just Sonic Hedgehog creatures. I don't care. I'm sorry. I know there's so many fans who are going to be watching and they'd be like, how dare you insult Shadow? I'm going to kill you. I know it's going to be something like that, but that's what I feel, and I'm sorry if you feel otherwise.
Kind of like Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Sax got it. Exactly. Something like Super Mario 3D World. That would be awesome. All right, so now let's get into our final question, which is basically just overall, like, what... Wait, hold on one second. Just overall, like, what do you think about all this? Like, is Sonic, like, doomed? Is Sonic gonna get back? Like, what is your just closing comments about Sonic? Toadette?
I think they're doing good. Like I said, the new game is really interesting to me. I might have to look more into it when it comes out. But so far, it's a pretty okay series. It could never replace Mario for me, but it's a good series on its own.
Yeah. Soul.
I think they're gonna do fine in the end, but I just hope they do it soon, or else they might be left in the dust. With all these new Wii U games coming out, I really want Sonic Lost World to still be shown. If they just gotta pick themselves up fast, or else they're gonna be left in the dust.
Agreed. All right, Sax?
I certainly don't see them leaving anytime soon. It's hard to see such an icon like Sonic just leaving, like from our game libraries, I guess. But I think they could definitely improve their main series. I mean, we've had a bunch of spin-off games from Sonic. I can count maybe like 3 main series games in the past 5 years, and maybe twice as many in spin-offs. So maybe just focusing more time to main series, because that's what definitely needs work. Spin-offs are just meant to be fun, and so they do fun things with them. So, you know.
All right, Nintendo fan?
Yeah, Sonic Lost World seems to be making Sonic go in the right direction. And hopefully, like, Sonic Team makes this, like, the best Sonic game since, like, Sonic Generations. Because, you know, as bad as the Sonic games were between, what was it? Sonic Adventure 2 Battle and Sonic Generations. Well, I haven't really played Sonic Colors, but that's besides the point. Hopefully they just make Sonic Lost Worlds the best game for the Sonic series and, you know, include lots of levels and get the control scheme right. Anyways, that's about it.
Yeah, I pretty much feel like Sega just needs to, like, just do what they can to make, like, Sonic Lost World the best it can be, because so far it looks freaking fantastic. I mean, who else thinks that it looks so good so far? Sonic the Lost
Me.
World? I do.
Me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, they're already going on a good track, and hopefully they stay on the right track and they don't just, like, shift, like, and, like, just go in a completely opposite direction into just nonsense. But, yeah, so far it's looking good, and I really hope the Sonic series does try to get itself picked up, because for, like, years now, it's been, like, the Sonic series has just been bashed, crashed, like, constantly everywhere. I see, like, it's just, everyone's always, like, boo, Sonic, boo, and they don't like how the direction it's going. Like, Sonic Generations, I feel like that was, like, one of the first ones after Sonic Colors to, like, finally, like, get, like, yeah, that was good. I definitely think that was good. So, I really do hope the Sonic series does get better after this. And get even better, actually. That should be the proper usage. Mm. Even better. So, that's it for our Sonic discussion. And now we're going to get into our news and community. All right, the first matter of business is that Mario & Luigi Dream Team has recently come out in Australia and Europe. Yes, so if you're living in those two locations, be sure to pick it up, grab a copy, and tell us all about it on Mario Pro Legacy on the forum and stuff, because we'd love to hear about it. Because it's not here in the U.S. or Canada yet.
Not until another month.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
I know, right?
It's so ridiculous. I can't believe we have to wait another month for this. Next matter of news. Captain Olimar has returned to Super Smash Bros. Wii U.
Yeah. Olimar.
I said Olimar.
No,
I say Olimar.
I think it's Olimar.
It's Olimar.
That's what I said. Okay, so I'm like going crazy right now, so you gotta ignore that. But Captain Olimar is back with his Pikmin. Yes, so far what we see a red one, a blue one, a yellow one, and a white one, of course, and then the purple one.
In one screen, I think, right?
So it's
no, he only has three.
He only has three at one time so far, but you don't know if he can pluck more. Maybe it's just showing it, for example. So we don't know for sure, but yeah, he's back. So look forward to that for the Wii U release. We don't know if he's going to be in the 3DS one yet. I would say most likely, but I'm not going to say for sure because so far it doesn't really look like it.
I thought they confirmed they're going to have the same character set for both the 3DS and Wii U version.
I thought so too, but I'm sort of not sure now because I see Wii Fit
Trainer.
So I'm like, wait, Wii Fit Trainer on the 3DS? What? How does that work? So yeah, I don't know for sure yet, but so far it looks like he's only in the Wii U version. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to Super Mario Survivor on Mario Kart Legacy with Super Smash Bros. Brawl characters. So far, what we have out, we have Robout, Jigglypuff Out, Solid Snake, Ganondorf, Mr. Game & Watch, Sonic, and Lucas.
Lucas did not deserve to get out.
No.
Why did people vote him out? He's such a good character.
I've been voting for Lucario this entire time.
Yeah.
Why does everybody hate on Lucario?
I forget he's in the game.
I know, but
I don't even notice him at times. I'm like, oh, Lucario! I forgot about Lucario.
I actually haven't noticed Toon Link for the longest time. I'm like, is there really Toon Link in this game?
I just forget about them. Like, I forget about... Yeah, sometimes I even forget about, like, Sonic at times. I'm like, oh, Sonic, wait. Oh, yeah.
I want Ice Climbers out. Hate them so much.
I have to agree with Peter that I just want Ice Climbers out.
They're so hard to control, and they're... I don't even want to get into it, because I could rant for, like, an hour on them.
I want to see Pokemon Trainer get out. I mean, I like Squirtle and Ivysaur, but I just really don't like the whole Pokemon Trainer thing. So, yeah.
Would you rather have, like, three separate Pokemon?
Well, honestly, if I was to be honest, I would rather just a Pokemon in itself that I don't have to switch every freaking, like...
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
If that was not the case, I would like these characters a lot more, but I just hate how you have to switch... I'm like, oh my god, or else I'm gonna become, like, what, weak and stuff? That's stupid. It's a stupid gimmick. And finally, we get to our last matter of business, which is the Lost Levels podcast is looking for a new member. So, somehow you already see three people on right now. Soul, Tendelfan, Sax. So, we have people trying out. So, but if you want to try out yourself, be sure to contact us. Be sure to contact us. We want you. We want you to be on the podcast. We want to try you out and see how it is. What you need is a Skype account, which you need to email us your Skype account. You need a decent microphone or recording device, which I mean by recording of device, I mean like something that records your voice and it's good quality. And lastly, you need free time on Saturdays, or at least most Saturdays, because that's when we film. And if you can't fit one of these requirements, just tell us and we can try to work around it. But that's so far our requirements. So, yeah, be sure to sign up if you're interested. And be sure to, like, tell us what you think about these three guys. And actually, that's not the last matter of business. We have a community night going on, like, right now, actually.
Oh.
It's tonight. Actually, yeah, it's tonight.
Yeah, it's tonight.
It's at 4 Eastern time or wherever the case where you may be. So tell us if you were interested in, like, joining and stuff. But actually, by the time this podcast is posted, the community night will most likely be finished. So I might as well just say, I hope you had fun at the community night. So
I will be there, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, me too. But
I'll be there in spirit because I don't actually have Animal Crossing.
It's so good.
So that's it, guys.
I can't get into it.
Yeah, that's it, guys. All right, let's get into what everyone has been doing this week. Yes, oh god.
Oh my god, I've been playing Fire Emblem, that's it, goodbye.
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 Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Toadette had to go, which that was really unprofessional, but we're gonna try to ignore that. Sol, what have you been doing this week?
I didn't do much during the weekend, except on Friday, we went to Chick-fil-A, like, twice. Because of the, they have free chicken day, where if you dress up like a cow, you can get free food.
A cow?
My
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, because that's their mascot.
Oh my god.
My friend has a cow onesie, and she wore it yesterday, and she got free food.
Wow.
It's free food. It's really good food, too. And I've been playing Animal Crossing all week, and I finally got kicks. I've been waiting for kicks because I hate my shoes.
I still haven't got kicks yet.
I got kicks. I got shampoo. I got everyone.
I want shampoodles.
I had to get my hair done.
I got my hair did.
So, anything else you've been doing?
No.
All right. Sax, how about you?
I have been prepping for my trip next week. It's Latin Nationals in Las Vegas, so we've just been practicing. And so maybe this time next week, I'll be on a 24-hour bus ride to Las Vegas to compete and to hopefully win.
Good luck, Sax.
Thanks. Hold on, phone.
Wow, there's just been so much stuff going on. I guess really popular people. Nintendo fan?
Well, this week I've been mostly helping out with a computer camp. It's a camp that I've attended when I was younger, and I've actually been like a camper. But recently I've been an MIT, which is a mentor in training. So I've actually been going around and helping the campers out with their code or whatever, and that's about it that I've been doing for the past 5 days. I've also been playing some Animal Crossing, which it seems that most people have been playing that game, and you know, I really love that game. One of my favorites now.
Yeah, this Animal Crossing has actually really caught my attention more so than ever.
Personally, I think it's the best in the series, but
definitely.
Okay,
let me see what I've been doing this week. Okay, I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy. Which Timmy isn't here to say yes, so it makes me sad. Makes me sad. There's no more yes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, say yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I've also been playing Animal Crossing New Leaf. I played with Sax, Yoshi Man, Mortarizer, Mortarizer was so kind to give me some cherries and apples, which was really nice and juicy. Cause I really need to get all the fruits. I have basically everything except apples and cherries. Now I just need to get perfect fruits.
I have apples if you want.
I have cherries.
Oh, it's okay. I have like six now. He gave me six.
Oh, okay.
So.
You forgot about your partner.
My Leslie, my friend Barry. You know, we had some good fun at the islands, you know. You know, playing games, you know, not none of this dirty stuff. Okay,
That's what you call them these days.
I know y'all have, like, dirty minds and stuff, but no, it's none of that. We've just been on the island having some juicy fun, you know,
alone.
Playing games. Well, actually, sadly, we didn't get a chance to be alone because Motorizer was, like, in my face every second, and then Yoshi Man was like, oh my god, this, and that. And then there was like so many jokes about Yoshi Man's name being Luke. So people kept saying, Luke, I'm your father. And it was like so funny. It was so funny. But yeah, I've just been building up my town, like growing my flowers, my pink flowers, my white flowers, and all that jazz. And yeah, that's pretty much all that's really been going on this week. Not really much else, because I've just been, you know, enjoying my summer with the morning sun being so shiny and stuff. So yeah, otherwise nothing else is going on. And yes, guys, that is it for the podcast. All right, before we go, I want you guys to tell us what you think about everyone so far. What do you think about Soul? What do you think about Nintendo Fan? And what do you think about Sax? Because we need to know, because soon there's gonna be a lost level, maybe two, we don't know yet. So it's going to be really interesting to see who gets the parts. So definitely tell us what you think. And yeah, let's get the ending information out before we go. Okay. If you want to guest star on the podcast, or if you're interested in joining, or if you have questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. You can check out MarPlegacy in our forum at marplegacy.com/forum. check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at mpimpfs.mariopartylegacy.com, which, you know, an MPI game is going on right now.
It's
MPI
awesome.
2. Yeah, it's awesome. Definitely check it out. It's on the Activity Central area of the forum, mariopartylegacy.com/forum. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and on our Facebook page, MPL Network. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at SpiderStarYou. And for YouTube, you can subscribe to me, SpiderStarYou. I make juicy videos, super juicy. Toadette's YouTube is Caitlin Rowe Battalion. Her Tumblr is Unofficial Official Toadette. And her Facebook is This Is Nature, which is a Fire Emblem wall heart page.
Oh my god.
And if you guys have anything to plug in, you can do it one by one, starting with you, Soul, if you have anything to plug in.
Not much, except I had a great time and I hope to do it again. And I really like the podcast. It was very nice talking to you and Toadette, even though she had to go.
Yeah.
What about me?
We like having you on. I'm Sax.
A little fun.
Sax, how about you?
Oh, nothing to plug in. Hi, guys.
Nothing.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Nintendo fan, do you have anything to plug in?
I have a Facebook account if you guys want to reach me there. It's McCullough William Keba. And I have a YouTube, NintendoFan10039. And that's about it.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next time. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.